La 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 la.
קטע מתוך רבש ב' מהו אם בלעו את המרור לא יצא בעבודה.
An excerpt from Rabash, what is if he swallows the bitter herb, he will not come out in the work. Man's work in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, is not for the purpose of trade-off, as between man and man. Rather, the work is that through work in Torah and mitzvot, a person will receive something new, a second nature. That is, instead of the nature of wanting to receive for himself, with which he was born, by engaging in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow, and not in order to receive reward at all, he will receive reward in return for his work. Yet, what is the reward he expects to receive for his work in Torah and mitzvot? It is that the Creator will give him a second nature, vessels of bestowal. Until now, he had vessels of the will to receive in order to receive. Now he will obtain new kelim, vessels, called vessels of bestowal. Hence, during the work in Torah and Mitzvot, he should aim to engage in order to bestow. That is, all the time during the work, he must aim which reward he hopes that the Creator will give him in return for his work in Torah and Mitzvot. Again. Man's work in Torah and Mitzvot is not for the purpose of trade-off, as between man and man. Rather, the work is that through work in Torah and Mitzvot, a person will receive something new, a second nature. That is, instead of the nature of wanting to receive for himself, with which he was born, by engaging in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow, and not to receive reward at all, he will receive reward in return for his work. Yet, what is the reward he expects to receive for his work in Torah and Mitzvot? It is that the Creator will give him a second nature, vessels of bestowal. Until now, he had vessels of the will to receive in order to receive. Now he will obtain new kelim, called vessels of bestowal. Hence, during the work in Torah and Mitzvot, he should aim to engage in order to bestow. That is, all the time during the work, he must aim which reward he hopes that the Creator will give him in return for his work in Torah and Mitzvot. Active workshop. Everyone speaks together. What is the reward one expects to receive in return for his work in Torah and mitzvot? What is the reward he expects to receive for his work in Torah and mitzvot?
The reward is not like in this world between a person and another person that one expects for a certain payment. Rather, the reward is actually the exertion that he works for the benefit of the friends, for the benefit of the groups, and he has the ability to come out of himself and care for others. That's what we're expecting from the light that reforms, the result of studying the Torah.
Yeah, a reward is not a reward. When a person sees something that he doesn't know, he never had it, he receives vessels of bestowal. He achieves equivalence of form with the upper force.
Expecting our reward to be exiting our egoistic nature.
Next question. What reward is permitted to demand in bestowal? What reward is permitted to demand in bestowal?
Well, a reward that we don't recognize, not its form and not how it manifests, and we're asking for a quality or something that you don't know. So something you know is inaccurate.
The reward you can demand in bestowal is to bestow contentment upon the Creator, to have the strength to bestow upon the creatures.
Anything that belongs to bestowal, to unity, to connection, to work of the Creator, have the power to overcome and be in faith above reason. You need to demand it.
Next question. What reward are we expecting in return for our work during the lesson? What reward are we expecting in return for our work during the lesson?
What is the light that reforms that will give us the power to connect, to change our nature from nature of receivers to be an equivalence of form?
In the lesson, we want to feel the center of the group, to feel what is connection, to know it. Only in the lesson, that's the best time for drawing the light which corrects our nature and lets us feel the center of the group.
That the light will influence us in a way that
silent prayer, a common effort of all the friends to come into the lesson as one man with one heart. A silent prayer, a common effort of all the friends to enter the lesson as one man with one heart.
Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu.
Shirin.